This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
All right, happy Thursday and welcome to your Newsmax Daily from March 14th, 2024. Pi Day, as in P-I, Pi, with 314, today's date, representing the first three numbers of the infinite digit, Pi, P-I. Very exciting for math enthusiasts, but we all get to celebrate with Pi specials of all kinds today, including pizza pies, and who's going to complain about that? Today is also Popcorn Lovers Day in the U.S. of A. Americans consume about 4.5 billion, that's with a B, billion gallons of popcorn a year, more than any other country in the world, in fact. And we certainly could have used some popcorn to go along with all the drama unfolding on Capitol Hill the past few days. We barely got to digest Robert Hur's hearing, and then yesterday, the very contentious TikTok hearing.
We are in a cold war with China, and some of my colleagues want to ignore this fact.
The answer to CCP-style propaganda is not CCP-style oppression. Let us slow down before we blunder down this very steep and slippery slope.
With 352 members, Republicans and Democrats, voting in support of the bill, the House overwhelmingly approved legislation that could lead to the banning of the very popular TikTok app. And people are really passionate about this. Rob Schmidt explains some of the concerns.
The desire to ban this app ostensibly comes from a good place. The Chinese are hoarding data on Americans with this app. There are fears about the Chinese spying on Americans with this app. But also that TikTok is far different here in the U.S. than it is in China, where it was developed. The Chinese version is excessively healthy for Chinese culture and for their kids, filling them with patriotic ideals, teaching them skills. TikTok is very informative and healthy in Red China, whereas the American version is filled with a lot of mind-numbing nonsense, softcore nudity, and quite a bit of far-left ideological propaganda, as you might know.
The bill, should it pass the Senate, would require TikTok's Chinese parent company ByteDance to sell it or risk having the app barred from app stores and web hosting services in the United States, something the government has been working on and talking about for about 4 years.
You know, we're sitting here with phones made in China. We're wearing suits made in China. We drove cars here with chips that are made in China, and they're our foreign adversary. And by golly, we're going to do something about it. What are we going to do? We're going to tell Americans they can't put a piece of software on their computer.
This could ultimately prevent some 100 million plus Americans from using an app, but the real argument is not so much banning the app as it is having an American company possibly own it.
Which brings us to the second concern, the fact that some of the most conservative people in Congress, not all, in fact, only a few, members who hate China, members who hate TikTok and what it's doing to our culture and our kids, some are standing in strong defiance of this bill. In addition to about 50 Democrats, in all fairness, who voted against it, 15 Republicans did as well. And in that group, we find Thomas Massey, Greg Stubbe, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, Andy Biggs, and others. That's an excessively conservative, if not in some cases libertarian, group. Over in the Senate, Rand Paul called this bill a disturbing gift of unprecedented authority to Joe Biden. Thomas Massey said this today on the House floor.
We don't need to be protected by the government from information. Some of us just don't want the president picking which apps we can put on our phones or which websites that we can visit. We don't think that's appropriate. We also think it's dangerous to give the president that kind of power, to give him the power to decide what Americans can see on their phones and their computers. To give him that sort of discretion, we also think is dangerous.
So the dangers of a bill like this at a time when our own government is so willing and capable of lying to us for political reasons cannot be ignored. Remember, the intelligence agencies told us that the politically destructive Hunter Biden laptop and its contents, revealing the Bidens as very sleazy influence peddlers in very shady countries, that was dubbed Russian disinformation by your government. The New York Post, a newspaper nearly as old as this country, was accused of doing the bidding of the Russians by your government for simply reporting the truth. And your government knew that it was the truth. So if this bill is passed, what will Joe Biden be able to do to a media company after the intel community makes another ridiculous claim to protect him to keep Trump out of the White House? And of course, the media will throw all their weight behind it and dupe mainstream America again into believing that all of this is normal and what they're doing is right. What kind of powers would be gained here from a bill like this?
It is definitely a slippery slope. That's Rob Schmidt, host of Rob Schmidt Tonight. President Biden, who said he would sign the bill if it passes the Senate, has been pushing for the banning of TikTok, even though his administration just recently put out a new campaign video on, you guessed it, TikTok. The company's CEO said it's being unfairly targeted, and if you ban TikTok, you should ban all social media platforms. We're going to hear from some others on this in a moment, but first, Greg Kelly, host of Greg Kelly Reports, asked President Trump about it.
One more thing from today's news, TikTok, the Republicans just voted to, Republicans and Democrats just voted to ban it. You don't think they should ban it right now?
Well, I didn't say anything other than you have to look at Facebook. Facebook is the enemy of the people. They did those lockboxes. They spent $500 million. You know, if you spent more than $5,600 or whatever the number is, if you spent $100 more, they put you in prison for campaign violations, right? Zuckerberg, or Zuckerbucks, whatever you want to call him, is spending, the number is crazy, he's spending $500 million in the last election. And nothing happens to him. And that money's being passed all over the place, especially on the lockboxes, or so-called lockboxes, because they're not lockboxes. I call them open boxes. And I think that something has to be done with Facebook. And one thing I will say, I don't want Facebook to get bigger, because I think Facebook is an equal threat. And that includes with China, because if China wants to know anything about what Facebook knows, they're going to give them the information.
Donald Trump in a sit-down interview at his home with Greg Kelly that aired on Newsmax last night.
Hunter Biden is saying he's not going to go to the hearing he's been invited to. And look, you give him a hard time, and he deserves a hard time, but I am. Imagine you ran into Hunter Biden, say, here in Palm Beach for some reason, some crazy coincidence, and you weren't talking politics. I know that you know about addiction from your brother Fred. Right, you've spoken right, about right. that. Just, is there anything you would tell Hunter? Because his dad, apparently, the president, is worried about him relapsing. Any kind of advice or encouragement that somebody like you could give to Hunter Biden?
Well, I think what's happened is, you know, they went after the president of the United States, and I guess Republicans went after them. And I think it's a very bad, you know, the whole thing is very bad. There's never been anything like what's happening right now. They go after a political opponent. When I say they, I'm talking about Biden. He's going after his political opponent. I think that's made, and without even knowing it, maybe, I think it's made Republicans very angry. The Hunter Biden stuff is bad, let's face it. And if you believe the laptop from hell, there's a lot of money that's been exchanged, and it's a lot of money and seems like a lot of proof. They're going to find out, and they certainly have found out, because, look, a lot of money has been exchanged, and from a lot of different countries, including China. And that's serious stuff. But I would just say to him, what do you say? What do you say? So many bad things have seemed to be happening. Now, they blame the fact that he's got drug use. And they say, oh, he's done a wonderful job, and he was the smartest person I've ever met. This is the father saying it. And then in the other case, every time there's something wrong, he says, well, he's got a big problem with drugs or whatever the problem is. You got to just fight it out, I guess. There's nothing much you can say. You know, he's being accused of some very bad things, but hopefully it all goes away. We have to get back to building our country again. We have to get back to our country's a laughingstock all over the world. Our country has never been in a position. Now, Putin, as you know, is talking about nuclear weapons. He wants nuclear weapons. And we have a man that can't talk. He can't negotiate. He doesn't know he's alive. He gets up and makes a speech the other day. He's screaming at everybody like a lunatic. And everybody said, oh, he made it. You know, he made it. He made it through, barely. He made it through the speech, and he was all jacked up. And you just wonder what's going on. This is a very dangerous time for our country.
Two more quick things. Want to respect your time. In 2016, you did the opposite of what the political professionals would recommend, almost every turn, and you won. And that's amazing. That's a testament to you. But is there such a thing as overconfidence? I mean, you've been right a lot, but nobody's right all the time. Is there such a thing as overconfidence? Are you, at this point, tough to advise? Or, I know you got great advisors, but did you learn some negative lessons by being right when they were wrong? And you might think, well, I'm always right. They must always be wrong.
Well, they do have a hat on, and I don't produce it. Somebody else, Trump was right about everything. I mean, if you look at all of these many, many things, I've been right about everything. I've been right about immigration.
But the little things, tactics, and things like that. But look,
I listen to a lot of very smart people. I listen to people that aren't so smart, and you find out they're not smart later on. Look, I've had people that are great working for me, but I've also had people where it was a mistake having them. One of the things, and I say this very, very strongly, believe it very strongly. I came to Washington. I wasn't like in the Washington establishment. It's an establishment. I was a New York person, and I didn't come here much. I was here, they say, the press says 17 times. I didn't know people like normally you would. And I put great people in, but I also put people that I made a mistake with. I made a mistake with some people I put in. Obviously, it wasn't a grave mistake because we had no wars. I got out of wars. I rebuilt the military. We defeated ISIS. You know, all the different things we did, lowest taxes ever. We got the biggest tax cuts ever or the biggest regulation cuts ever. But nevertheless, I now know people. I now know, I believe, Washington probably at the upper levels better than anybody. And I think I'm going to have some unbelievable people. And I have unbelievable people that want to be with us. I have, you know, as per the first part of the interview, tremendous people, some of the most talented people, they want to come into this administration. So we'll see what happens.
We're wrapping up, but the general election is underway right now.
Yeah.
The other night I saw you, and I guess it was Saturday night, you said, I reached my hand out to Democrats right now if you want to join us. And that was beautiful. But it was in the middle of a rally that the other side's not seeing. Networks aren't carrying it. To reach out to them, to the people who've been lied to about you, how are you going to do that? And are you going to show another side to yourself or change anything?
So during my tenure, we had the most successful economy in history. And it's very interesting. I was called, all of a sudden, blacks, Hispanics, Asians, women, men, with diploma, without diploma. Everybody was doing great. And I was seeing real success. And I was being called by some very liberal or progressive, you want to use the term. They don't like liberal anymore, but I'll call them whatever it is, from some very liberal people. Some people that you would never think would call, Greg, and they wanted to get together. The country was coming together, and success is going to bring the country together, and it should come together.
Trump saying success, the success of the entire country, is going to bring the country together. I'll give you one more segment, a more personal question from Greg Kelly.
Mr. President, I'm very curious about what it's like for you, your life. You know, no one's gone through what you've gone through. Nobody in human history has really, and I know you have supporters, friends, family. They say it's lonely at the top. And I'm actually curious, is it ever lonely for you? I mean, no one can fully relate to what you've been through and what you're going through. Are you ever lonely?
So I was, over the years, I love history, I study history. And I was always told that Andrew Jackson, as a president, was treated the absolute worst. He was just really lambasted. And I heard Abraham Lincoln was second, but he was in a thing called the Civil War, so you can understand that. But Andrew Jackson was really, really treated badly. In fact, his wife died during the process. I mean, a lot of people say she died because of the way they were treated. I mean, she was heartbroken and broken in so many other ways. And I heard that for years. And I look now, even last night I was saying it, I said, there's no, I don't care, Andrew Jackson or anybody else, nobody has, when you think of the fake things, nobody's been treated like Trump in terms of badly. Russia, 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 Ukraine, 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 everything was a scam. And it literally starts the new one. As you win one, you start the other. Impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two, all hoaxes and scams. And I said, if they ever devoted their time to making America great again, it would be a lot easier. Some people say, sir, how do you get out of bed in the morning? It's a war. We're fighting some very bad people, some very evil people. And it's a war. And it's a war that we're winning. You know, when I looked at the numbers last night, we had tremendous numbers. You had tremendous, other candidates are, as you know, other candidates are left, even if they're no longer on, if they quit, if they gave up, or whatever form of leaving they wanted to take. Those numbers were incredible numbers. And the numbers of people that voted were incredible numbers. There's never been spirit, in my opinion, for an election of an American president like there is right now. And I think you add on the fact that they love my policies. They like me. They have to like me. They're not going to vote otherwise. But they see how bad, how pathetic Biden's been. He's the worst president in the history of our country. He's corrupt. He's incompetent. He's weaponized the justice system to go after his political opponent, which has never been done before. And he's the worst president we've ever had.
President Trump from his Mar-a-Lago home in Palm Beach with Greg Kelly, host of Greg Kelly Reports. That's weeknights at 9 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax. I think Greg has that whole interview, or will have it in its entirety, in his podcast, which is right next to this one on the Newsmax page, newsmax.com/listen. Or you can find the Greg Kelly Show podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. When you see and hear Donald Trump in an interview like that, you have to say, if only the MSNBC watchers, CNN viewers would watch this, if the never Trumpers could calm down just enough and give 10 minutes of their time to watch it and listen to it, right? As for President Biden, he made his way from Milwaukee, where he spoke at a campaign event yesterday, to Michigan, where he's speaking at another campaign event today. Newsmax correspondent Addison Smith was in Milwaukee. He spoke with some of the city's African-American voters.
Trump, he gets a semi-check. Biden, he's just bull.
You like both?
Yeah, I'm not biased right now.
Trump versus Biden, who are you going to vote for?
Trump.
And why?
I like cheap gas.
Trump. I'm going to be honest, Trump, because I feel like he did do a lot for us. I feel like Biden did more for, like, the immigrants. No offense to the immigrants, but, yeah.
Big Trump's done more for Americans. Biden done more.
Yeah, for the immigrants.
She feels like Biden has done more for immigrants than he has done for Americans. That is a sentiment, I'm sure, that is going to be shared by many Americans of all backgrounds, right? And the other woman said, I like cheap gas. Not everybody pays as much attention to this stuff as you do. It could be something as simple as that. I remember when gas was $1.90 a gallon, and that's what I want. Let me go back to TikTok to wrap it up. Plus, Governor Noem, as we have heard for months, is on President Trump's list of potential running mates. You know, they always refer to it as the short list. It is apparently not a short list, but you would have to think by now Trump is narrowing down that list. But here is Governor Kristi Noem with Greta Van Susteren.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem joins me. Back in 2022, Governor Noem banned TikTok from state devices. Good evening, Governor. And is it the content that gets put on TikTok and the ability to manipulate it and have influence people, or is it spying that is the reason that you don't like it, or is it both?
Both. The fact that it is owned by China should be alarming to every single American. It's also how they are gathering data and information off of our phones. When you give TikTok access to your phone, such as downloading their app and watching their videos, they're collecting what those videos are and what other apps you access, what other information you may store into your phone, what your contacts are. They may even have ways to get into your financial institutions, your banking apps. And we don't know how extensive their penetration is into our lives because they don't follow any rules. They're nefarious actors and they hate the United States of America. So but they also can manipulate us. And that's what I think is so interesting. You just, Greta, laid out exactly why this is such a dangerous tool, is because in China, for their youth, they're using it for a very different purpose. They're using it to educate their young people on that China is good, that it cares about science and research, that it has a strong military, and that's a wonderful thing. They're using it in America to distract us, to entertain our children, to get them out of the school books and getting them into dancing and makeup application and, you know, other activities that pull them away from actually being smart enough to know our true history and to know what situation America is in as far as a national security standpoint or what kind of science and careers they may have in front of them. So they are manipulating us to cripple our children and their ability to have a vision and a grasp of what American opportunity means. And they're using it to strengthen their own children. And it is to play the long game. It's to beat us at being the world dominating power.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem on the record with Greta Van Susteren. So again, that is the main concern, this whole China thing, right? The flip side is the concern of the government dictating what you can and cannot use or do. But for all the people, including one of my sons who is very upset about this, aside from all the silly stuff your kids may do on TikTok, a lot of businesses, especially small businesses, use it very effectively to help promote and grow their business. That it's not so much about banning TikTok as it is about being owned or operated by an American company. Several representatives said that in the hearing yesterday. Breaking today, former Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, who worked in the Trump administration, told CNBC this morning that the bill should be passed and he's putting together an investor group to buy or try and buy TikTok if ByteDance is forced to sell it. Also on the business page, this morning's inflation report, known as the Producer Price Index, increased 0.6%, which was more than the 0.4% that was expected, showing inflation is still hot and you're still paying more for stuff. The Producer Price Index, measuring prices at the wholesale level, so if the wholesalers are paying more, then the retailers are going to charge you more. That's how it works, right? There will be a lot more action on Capitol Hill today. And don't forget, President Biden is in Michigan, which has the largest Arab population in the United States. So we'll see what he has to say, because the Arab community is very upset with his handling of the war in Gaza, as we have discussed. Be sure to keep up with all the news all day long on Newsmax. And thank you for listening to the Newsmax Daily. Hopefully we'll see you right back here tomorrow, as in daily. I'm Tony Marino, and keep on fighting the good fight.
News breaks every minute, every day. You need the app, the Newsmax app. Find it free on your smartphone store. Then watch us anytime, anywhere.